Hi guys, it's EricRPG and I'm back with another review, and this time it's Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition for PS5. Also available on the Xbox Series X and S, but this is the version I played, so it's a PS5 version. And while this game originally released on the PlayStation 4 back in 2019, I think, I never got around to playing it because I always knew that they're probably going to do a PS5 because Capcom loves support stuff. Maybe not all the time, but usually from their more successful franchises, it'll happen eventually, and it did. So, I sat on it for 2 years, even though it was like one of the first titles available for the console. But I finally got around to playing it, so here's my review. Like I said, it's Devil May Cry 5, it's the most recent installment in the franchise after quite a long hiatus after Devil May Cry 4 and Devil May Cry 4 Special Edition, which I think Devil May Cry 4 was a 2010 game. It was a 360 game that came out, and then the new generation came out, and I think they finally did a special edition like a couple of years after the PS4 and Xbox One came out. And I picked that up and I still have yet to play it, but all it really does is add Virgil as a playable character and plus Bloody Palace, so it's basically the same thing they did with the special edition for Devil May Cry 3. And once again, Virgil is reduced to just a playable character that you can thankfully upgrade, so that's one thing that's nice, but he doesn't have a unique story mode. He does have a unique opening and ending cutscene to cap off his playthrough, but he's still kind of fun to play as, and they've put more thought into him this time, so that's something. Maybe next time they do Devil May Cry 6 Special Edition, which is, they might as well call these Virgil Editions, because, once again, Trish and Lady were kind of out of the game, and that's kind of annoying to me, because I like to play as those characters, but who knows, maybe that's what Devil May Cry 6 is going to be about, because of the events that happened in this game, leave nowhere else to go other than that, maybe, unless they decide to be bastards again, just deny us once more. But I really hope they listen to fans who are pining for that, like especially like me, or they actually even cross their minds, and then fans don't have to ask them. But anyways, once again, you're playing as Nero, but there's also a newcomer named V, who's a mysterious character. I wonder why there's a V in his name, and the fact that it's called Devil May Cry 5, and 5 in Roman numerals is also V. Gee, I wonder what the story's about, and who that character is. They make it pretty obvious, but especially those who played the original version, Devil May Cry 5, PS4, and the Xbox One. But you're playing as Nero, and Nero lost his arm because a certain cloaked figure cut it off and is using it for some purpose. But now you also have to fight this demon named Urizen, who's incredibly powerful for some reason. But I'm trying to be vague as possible because story and Devil May Cry games aren't all that complex, but I'm sure some people might want to experience the story for themselves. So that's all I'm going to mention on that. The gameplay is basically the same as you'd expect, but since Nero has lost his arm, he can't use the Devil Bringer because he no longer has it, because it was Yamato and the cloaked figure stole it. So he has the Devil Breakers that a character named Nico has been developing for him. So it's a prosthetic that, or rather a range of prosthetics that have a variety of uses, and one of them is actually the Mega Buster, and that's kind of cute, because if you have it equipped and you die, he blows up like Mega Man, and that's hilarious. But if you charge it to the max, it will break. And also, if you use it, and with it, there's like a couple seconds window. If you use it and get attacked, it'll break instantly. Talk about quality craftsmanship, huh? It should be a little bit more durable than that. But so like that's one way you can attack. Otherwise, you can use the wire in his base prosthetics that his various prosthetic attachments that connect to. He still always has the ability to use a electric wire that lets him close the gap between him and the enemy, either by bringing smaller enemies to him, or if they're too big, him to the enemy. I'll let you get some extra combos in, and it does some damage, and it's helpful for raising the style up a little bit. And of course, you can always taunt, but there's always the Red Queen and the Blue Rose weapons that he has from Devil May Cry 4. But you'll also eventually get to unlock Dante as well. But as far as how V plays, he kind of has indirect combat because he summons familiars to help fight it instead. And while he does have a melee attack, it's really only good for finishing off opponents. In fact, when you're playing as V, the only way to kill an opponent is to do his melee attack. Thankfully, if you're targeting an enemy and you press O, they'll usually teleport right next to it. Sometimes they'll do something different based on what direction you're leaning into. But you can buy various different skills to do different things with your familiars or your other characters. And so that hasn't changed. But one thing that really soured me on the initial releases on this game, thankfully it's not that big of a deal, but the thing is it's still there, so it's kind of gross, but Capcom got into the Skip the Grind DLC behaviors that many other companies were doing around the time, and still do to this day. But you can buy red orbs and stuff to avoid having to play the game to unlock the rest of the abilities. And so I guess they're exploiting people that are achievement hunters. And that's kind of gross. But thankfully, it doesn't go much more beyond that, other than the fact that you can get login bonuses. Almost like you're playing a microtransaction free-to-play game on a mobile phone. Like, it also really does, though, is give you gold orbs, which are used to resurrect your character to max, but at the expense of losing your style rating by a considerable margin at the end of the level. But if you don't care about that, then that's fine, I guess. There are various different difficulties, and human being the easiest. And one thing that does bother me about the game, though, is that various difficulty completion achievements don't stack, so you have to play each mode in order to get the achievement for those, which is really annoying. But I guess it's more of an excuse for you to get more red orbs to get more abilities. But that's my only big gripe, other than the fact that, once again, Virgil's story mode isn't really substantial, and Trish and Lady get left behind. In fact, become damsels in distress in the story, which is another what are you gonna do type of things. But aside from that, it was really fun. The level of challenge for the second highest difficulty was fairly acceptable, but I think the Virgil boss fight is way too difficult. Not the absolute final boss fight, but the boss fight before, where you have to fight Virgil as Dante. Yeah, it was harder than the Virgil fights I faced in DMC, the one that Ninja Theory did, and Devil May Cry 3. I felt that those were a much easier time. But I actually had to use Gold Orbs because I was at the end and I didn't care about the style at that point, because I knew I was going to apply them in game anyways. But so yeah, I just said screw it, I'll just use those, because I have so many of them now. But it has a lot of replayability for those who do want to do the platinum for the game. Good luck to you, but As far as the score, I'd give it 9 out of 10. If you're a fan of the series or a fan of action games, be sure to check this game out. But that's all I have for you today. See you guys later. Bye-bye.